Here we go. Parshas Lech Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Avraham Avinu the mitzvah of Bris Mila. Ketna Brisi Beini Veinecha. He changes his name. So, and this is the beginning, the first mention of Bris Mila in the Torah. And his famous Chazal, next week's parsha, Beilone Mamre in page 2, Hu Shenosin Lo Eitza Al Hamila. That the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to him in Eilone Mamre is because Mamre was the person who Abraham got counsel with regarding this mitzvah Mila. And all the Mefarshim above it, why does Avraham need Eitzah for the mitzvah of Mila? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do Mila. What is he asking Eitzahs for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do the mitzvah of Mila. Well, why is he asking for Eitzahs? You got to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. There's no need for Eitzahs. So, but Avraham Avinu was Shaul Eitzah. Shenosu lo Eitzah la Mila. So I'd like to suggest, in the course of the shiur, there are like 50 billion terutzim to this kasha. And I'd like to suggest a new mahalach in what's the pshat in Nosan lo Eitzal Hamila. But we need a couple of background till we get to answer the question. Pasuk says in page 3, Vayisa ino vayar, Hinei shlosha anoshim nitzovim olav. So we know the three malachim came to Avram Avinu, says Rashi. Echad levaser es Sarah. One of them is to tell Sarah that she's going to have a child. Echad lahapoch es Sdom. One to destroy Sdom. The Echad Larapo says Avram, and one to cure Avram Avinu that he was sick from the Bris Mila Shein Malach Echad Osa Beis Shlichus. So you had three Malachim that came to Avram Avinu. So there's a fascinating pshat in the Sefer Meir Einei Chachamim, the Ostrovsa. The Meir Einei Chachamim says a fascinating pshat. And I think they quoted from the Kosher Glover as well. We know there's a big yesod in the Svarim that a person does a mitzvah, so a malach is created from the mitzvah that you do. Right? That's a big yesod that you find in various Svarim. So we know, Rabosai, in the mitzvah of Mila, there are three parts to the mitzvah of Mila. Right? One is called the meat. We know that there are two levels of skin on top of the aver. One is called the or hamila. One is the or hapriya. So the mitzvah is to cut off the or hamila, and by priya we're knowing to cut it off also. Really, Mikra Din, you just have to push it up. You don't have to cut it off. But so it's to take care of the Or HaMila, the Or HaPriya, and then to do Mitzitza. Mitzitza means you draw the blood out. And that, the Gemara says, is that there shouldn't be a Sakana for the Tinuk. So there are three parts of the Mitzvah Mila: the Mila, the Priya, and the Mitzitza. So says the Ostrus, an unbelievable word. He says that the three malachim that came, Echad levaser asara, Echad lehapech esdom, and Echad for the lerapos as Avram, those three malachim were created as a result of the mitzvah of Mila, of the three parts of the mitzvah of Mila. How so? Let's see inside, page 4. Heshloshon Echad levaser asara, Echad lerapos Avram, HaMalachim ha'alu nivru min mitzvahs mila. Sheish ba sholosh mitzvahs. There are three mitzvahs to the mila. Number one, chituch. To cut off that skin, the mila skin. Number two is priya. Priya means to move up the other skin.
and Mitzitza. Hamalach shenivra mimitzvas chituch, the malach that was created from cutting off the mila, shehu hasaras hara. That's what is the concept of mila, getting rid of the bad. So what was created from malach was created, that was the malach that was going to destroy stone. Halach ha'afek ha'stone. The malach that was created from mitzvah priya. What is priya? Priya mikir adin means that you reveal. In other words, you just have to pull up that skin. You don't really have to cut it off. So you're revealing something. You're revealing the aver. So that's that malach created the revelation, the revealing of the Besorah Tova of the Leidas Yitzchak. And the one that was created from the Mitzitza was what? Was the one that comes to Marape Avram Avinu, because Mitzitza is for Refuah. Now, so that's a beautiful chat, that the three Malachim that the next week's Parsha were created through the three Chelkei Mitzvahs Mila. And so he's honest here in parentheses. He says, even though we know Chazal say that Avram Avinu didn't have Priya, right? Avram Avinu wasn't at Stav El Priya, the Gemara says. Avogav, Tisa B'medr states, Avram Loya, El Chituch Levad. There was no Priya. There was only cutting that one skin. Aval Yochel Yil Shekavanosu Hoya Al Shar HaMilos HaShermal Betzim Hayom Ahu. In other words, maybe he did other milas that day where there were Priya, or maybe he had Kavana for Priya, etc. Okay, but that part you still have to discuss. But the point being that I want to focus on is the mitzvah of Mila. So you see here, from the mitzvah of Mila is the hasaras hara, to get rid of the bad. And that's what was created from that. Well, that was the malach that destroyed stone. So I'd like to focus on this idea, what exactly the mitzvah of Mila is. Because we know the Gemara says in the Darim, here on page 5, Laman Aleph Amud Beis, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer Me'usahi HaMila. That Mila is disgusting. It represents evil. It's Ma'os. Shenos Nizganu Bo HaRishoyim, Shenemati Kol HaGoyim HaReim. And we know the Beis HaLevi has his famous pshat, Hanira lochel omar da'ani shnei b'chinos, the mila hein b'chituch u'priya, the chituch u'asaras me'alav ha'orla, v'zeh me'otzi atzmo b'chlal ha'kutim. In other words, he says that there are two aspects of the mila. One is the mila, one is the priya, right? You have to get rid of, you have to cut one skin, and either cut the second skin, or push it up. So he says that the mila is like to get you, that's the sur me'ra aspect. That takes you away from Bechlal Kusim. Shemikru Aleim. So go over Mareim. Lechituchu Mavdil Asmo Meim. Chach Bo HaPriya, that gives you the Kedusha. So those are the two aspects. But you see the same idea here, that the Mila takes you out of the category of Goy. That's the Hasaras Hara. That's the Hasaras Hara. That's the Malach that's created, that's Lahapech. As stone. Well, so I saw here in the Sefer Otsos HaMila, quotes from Rav Bengis. We discussed Rav Bengis in Schenectady. We said a word from Rav Bengis. He says, I see this in a couple of Svarim. We know that Adam HaRishon didn't have an orla, Nivra Mahol. So he suggests, and I saw Rav Leizer Ginsburg in the Sefer says the same thing. I'd like to get more strong makoros for this idea, but even without this idea, I mean, this idea makes it even what we're going to say even smoother. But he says this idea that Adam HaRishon didn't have an orla; he was nolan mal; he didn't have an orla. So when did the concept of having an orla come about? Only after Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. And we know that's when the taivas became, and that's what the Rambam in the Moreh Nevuchim says. The point of Bris Mila is to temper the taivas, to make them less. So you see here that Adam HaRishon was Nola Mol, and as Rav Benges points out, that the, and Benges was a Gadol, the Orla only existed after Adam HaRishon eats from Eitz HaDaas. So what happens after Adam HaRishon eats from Eitz HaDaas? Now everything became a bilbul. So until now it was very clear what's good, what's bad. Now the Tovara, who, as the Lashon of Shach always says, Muravim Zebezeh. It's like in Hilchas Borer. You have the good and the bad, and you have to separate the two. So beforehand, there was no such thing. There was no Bechira, there was no Tovara. Before Adam ate from the Eitz HaDaas. Only afterwards, that the Tovara, the Nefesh Chaim discussed, others discussed, the Yisrael came inside of him. So now things became very cloudy. So the concept of mitzvah, now we're going to say a new yisod here, based on what he's saying, Rav Benges is saying here, that the yisod of the mitzvah, of Bris Milah, is the ability to mavdil the ra away from the tov. And it's not always the word ra. Ra is maybe too harsh of a word. Like a person has to make a decision. So there are two things that, but what's right for him? He has two choices. He has two ways that he can go in life. He can be in this avenue in life, go into this profession or do that. It's confusion. So through the mitzvah of Bris Milah, it gives us the ability to be mavchin which derech we should take. Whereas it could be, when in Hilchos Borer, Ochel and Psolos doesn't mean that one thing is bad and one thing is good. One thing, all right, it could be two edible things, but one thing you want and one thing you don't want. One is the desirable thing, one is not the desirable. It doesn't have to be that one thing is edible and one thing is not. Two things are edible, but one is what you desire, what you. So you have to make a decision in life. You have a crossroads, and you don't know which way to go. So the mitzvah of Bris Milah is after Tovara Muravim Zebezeh, and you don't know what's right for you. Should you go this path? Should you go this? You interview in this firm and that firm. You don't know what's right. You have decisions. Should you go with this? Should you go with that? Which way? It's a bilbul. So that's the mitzvah of Milah, is to take away the ra. Now again, the ra here doesn't necessarily mean bad, but it means something that's not for you at this point. In terms of that, like when we talk about soulless, doesn't mean that it's rotten. It means it's not what your desirable thing at this point. So Mimela, that's what Bris Milah is. You're taking the Orla because that's Usa Hiya Orla. For you, that's most. That's not proper because you have. And that's the Chasam Sofer writes on page 8. That's goofy why Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz HaDaas. Because he says, what's the point in life if there's no challenge? If everything's so smooth, he says, Eitz HaDaas Tovar al-Fidas Chazal, we know that the Sfarim say that it would be mutter on Shabbos. It would be mutter on Shabbos. He jumped the gun. That requires a whole different shiur about this idea, that the Eitz HaDaas was going to be mutter on Shabbos. But he didn't wait. He ate it on Friday. El Shechlu Bosa Peres Kodem Zmano. Can a Svar note the Lol Tzobro, Peres Lolchem Nunto Achel Shpochli Lona Tzayil Tzoch Gan, Peres El Shum Lolom. Okay, no Mutter Mzman Men Azman. So it's not Mestaber that Eitz HaDaas was always going to be Yosser, Mestaber that it was going to be Mutter. It's just, it was going to be Mutter on Shabbos. V'chibul Chazal She'ilu Himpin at Shabbos Hayim Mutter. Nir Lehasbir, Ramban, so he quotes from the Ramban al-Chafetz. So beforehand, Kodem Lachain Haya Oved Hashem B'teva V'lo Yachafetz Klal. In other words, there was no Yetzahara. There was no Bechira. Everything was Pashat beforehand. When you ate from the Eitz HaDaas, that's when things became cloudy, and then you have to have a Tovara inside of you, and you have to be Bocher B'tov. And that he may move on Zekol HaAdam Lios Bal Bechira. See, Adam HaRishon said the reason. Well, Adam HaRishon was a tzaddik, so why was he eating from the Eitz HaDaas? Because he says the whole point of life is that there should be a challenge. I don't have a challenge now. So I'm going to eat it, and then I'm going to have Kol HaBechira to choose Tov. That's what he wanted. This is a very important Chasam Sofer to understand Chet Adam HaRishon. Or else, Stam, he didn't listen. No, it was L'Shem Shemayim. Ki Zeh Kol HaAdam Li Yishbal Bechira V'Yivcha B'Tov V'Brachat HaBechayim. Avam Eilu Chavetz. If he doesn't have any desire, any taiva, ain't mokam maschai onish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that also. But that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to wanted him to eat also, but just eat it on Shabbos, and therefore he'll get to the Siyata D'Shmai that he eats this on Shabbos, so he'll come in B'Shorosh HaKadusha, etc. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ikaron agreed to Adam HaRishon that you're supposed to eat it. It's just that Adam didn't want to wait. But you see from this Yisod, from the, he quotes the Ramban, that gave person Bechira, meaning that put duality in him. He wasn't all good. It was good and bad, and now you have to choose. So according to what Rabbeinu said, that's when Orla started, and that's what Mitzvah Mila is. Mitzvah Mila is that ability to choose. In life, there's always going to be choices. People, you're going to be set up with people, and you don't know whether to do this or to do that. So you're going to have two job opportunities. You don't know what to major in. There's always going to be choices. So Mrs. Mila gave you the koyach. Gave you the koyach, what? To make the right choice. And that's what Mitzvah Mila is. To be borer, to oichel from the psalm, to take the psalm and move it away, and to make the right choice. So Rabosai, based on this, I'd like to suggest that's the pshat in why the Mitzvah of Mila, and this I've never seen this pshat before, I think it's a very Yisoda stick of pshat. Why the Mitzvah of Mila had to come through Derech Eitzah? Why? Because the whole Yisod of Mitzvah of Mila is this koyach, to be able to be mavchin, to make decisions one way or the other, the tov and the ra. And in life, a lot of times we're nogeya bedover. We can't see things. So we have to sometimes go to a friend who's objective. And it's not like Avraham Avinu needed to know whether he should do the mitzvah of Mila. Of course not. But the mitzvah of Mila is a poel dimyon. It's of this idea, ledoros, that we're going to make decisions between tov and ra. So therefore, Avraham Avinu had to do it, what? Through Derech Eitzah. Because if a person is no Gael Asno, so a lot of times, you have this decision, you know, even the most intelligent person sometimes can't see things clearly. And he needs a good friend, or whoever, who could see it at a much more objective way and help him out. So Dafka, the Mitzvah Mila, which is Mare, this idea of being Matchin, Bitol Ra, has to come through Derech Eitzah. Oh. Now let's say more. Page 9. It says, Avram ben Tishim v'teisha shana b'himolo es b'sar aloso. Avram was 99. Says Rashi, Bimolo Bipolo Kamo Bibaram. Notal Avram Sakin. Avram took the knife. The Ochaz Borloso. And he was about to give the bris mila to himself. Rotalachtoch. Vayemis Yare, Shayazoki. But he was an old man, so he was afraid he's going to not do a proper job. Ma'aso HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sholoch Yodo. So Ochaz Imo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu held on with him. That's Pshat. V'charos Imo Habris. Together. In other words, he took him by his hand. He took him by his hand, and he was Kotech the Orla. Oh. So I want to say the following, Rabbi. What's Pshat in this? Not just Stam, he was a weakling, he was old. I think that there's another depth here. That just like we said before, the whole idea of the bris mila is to be mavchin, which avenue to take, which decision to make. And we said, therefore, it comes through Derech Eitzah. But Rabosai, you also have to realize that that without siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make the proper decision, even if you go to a good friend, you still might make a mistake. So that's why dafka, the mitzvah of Mila, not only is the mitzvah of Mila derech eitzah, but the mitzvah of Mila has to be the charos imo habris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding on with you. Because without HaKadosh Baruch Hu holding on with you, you still might fall through. And that you have to daven for. That you should have rights, proper siyata d'shmaya. You know why? Because, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, take a look, keep one hand. The Gemara says in Kiddushin on page 14. Amar Rav Shimon ben Levi, Yitzro shall other misgaber alav b'chol yom. That a person's yetzahara misgaber b'chol yom. Umvakesh lamisu v'umolei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ozro ein yochalo. Whereas the yetzahara is trying to confuse you. So you need what? Proper siyata d'shmaya. And that's what it means. The charosi mor bris, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you whenever you need this. To make this decision, whatever it is, so you need an Eitzah. You need a Mamre. You need a good friend, a Mamre. But you also need the Charos Imo Habris. And that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving you the Siyata D'Shmaya to make the proper decision. And it becomes even more real, this pshat, based on a very interesting pshat that the Baal Shem Tov once said. In the Gemara in Shabbos that we're going to come to shortly. On page 10. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Ayin Heyam Ad Aleph, V'ashochto, Shochet Mishumai Chayev. What is the Chiev of Shochet? So we go. If you shecht an animal on Shabbos, you're Mechal Shabbos. So Rav Oma Mishum Tzoveya, because the blood is going to cause the redness on the animal, so that's soveya. And Shmuel Oma Mishum Natilas Neshama. And Shmuel says, because you're taking away the life of the animal. So that's why you chayit. So there's a famous pshat from the Baal Shem Tov, which is quoted in the Sefer Poras Yosef, which is written by the Toldos, Yaakov Yosef. Shamati Mimori. Mori is the Baal Shem. Perish Hashas, Hashoket the Alma Chayiv Mishum Tzoveya. Chad Alma Mishum Tzilas Neshama. Uparach Mishum Tzoveya, Alaaf Mishum Tzilas Neshama. We know that the Gemara says in Sukkah that Losid Lovo HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to shech the Yetzahara. It's going to shech the Satan. So Baal Shem Tov explains like this. Shochet Mishumai Mechayiv, meaning, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to shech the Yetzirah? Yetzirah did his job. He was supposed to make it hard for us. So why are we going to shech him? Shochet the Yetzirah. Ki ad Yetzirah nidah lo tzilov v'kosha l'kach nivra. That's the Gemara's kasha. Shochet mishum ma'ayim b'chayim. So you know what the Gemara's answer is? Nirali she'osa atzmo l'yetzirah. That shochet the Yetzirah was supposed to make things hard, but he did something he wasn't supposed to do. You know what he does? He takes averis and he paints them like mitzvahs. He's a tzoveya. So he makes the bilbul even greater. So that's shot in the Gemara in Kiddushin. That a lot of times, we know that there's famous Gemara in Chulin, that the malach that was fighting with Yaakov Avinu, the two opinions, whether he appeared to him like a chassid or he appeared to him like a ganef. So the Shem Yishmuel says, what's the pshat? The pshat is because sometimes the Yetzirah takes an aveira and makes it look like a mitzvah. So that's the tzoveya. So memela, that's the pshat. Then once the tov ra, muravim zebazeh, so then the tov, the ra sometimes gets painted as tov. So that's why you need the special siyata d'shmaya from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what it means. So that's why the mitzvah's mila is given dafka what? Derech Eitzah from Mamre, and also HaKadosh Baruch Hu holding on to the hand of Amar Ravinu, which signifies what? That special siyata d'shmaya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives
when a person has to take the good from the bad. If you want, there's a sefer called Biur HaChassidus L'Shas, which you should be familiar with it. It's all the Hasidus Shepshatim and all of Shas. On different Gemaras, you should look at page 13. He brings it down here as well. Oh, and I think this idea I heard recently at a bris. Rav Moshe Tuchman made a bris mila, and Rav Reuven Feinstein said over this pasuk and the targum. I think it fits in beautifully with what we're saying now. What does it say? V'zachartes on page 15. V'zachartes Hashem Elokecha ki hu nosei lucha koach lasos chayil. You got to remember God because He gives you koach to the lasos chayil. So says the targum Oculus. V'tidgar yas Hashem Elokecha arei hud yoyv ha'etza lemikne nichsin. Koach lasos chayil. Look in the next page in the Yein HaTov. Who knows in like eight to liklos nechassim? Meaning, a person has this wonderful business idea. He has this wonderful idea. He thinks he got it himself, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who put that idea in your head. In other words, you have a decision to make. You don't know whether to do this or to do that. So you can ask Mamre. You'll have Mamres in your life, and you'll ask them, and you should ask them. Good friends who could be more objective. But then you have to realize that ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to help you also. And if you have, you succeed, whenever avenue you succeed, it's not because you had the idea. Of course, you thought of it, but that's because you were inspired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu hanosei lecha koach lasos chayel, zok the targum, hu hanosei lecha eitza, lemikne nichsin, hu hanosei lecha eitza, liknos nechosim. And that's, I think, why again this idea that the bris milah is coming together with the eitz of mamre, and also the bris milah is coming with what? With the charos imo habris. And perhaps now we can have another understanding in the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer. Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer says this idea interesting. Alei asor velei novel kol edus nemonis li Yisrael basara. That, you know, Adis normally is two. But when we really want to have Adis, like super Adis, we can get a minion. This Pirkei Lez is the source that if we try at a bris milah to have a minion. Why do you need a minion for a bris milah? It's not like a barhu. Why do you need a minion? So he says, Hakinor Shayamanagim Bo David Basar Nevolim, Adis bris milah Basara. The Eidus for Bris Milah should be 10 people giving Eidus. Eidus Hames Basara, Eidus Birkas Hashem Basara, Eidus Chalitza Basara, all these things, Chalitza, Birkas Nesuin, you shouldn't have Basara. Special things require Eidus not only of 2, but Eidus of 10. But I thought, based on what we're saying now, the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is at the Bris Milah, because the Bris Milah is a symbolic idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to help us when we're going to be Mavdil, being Ra L'Tov, and we take the solace from the Ochel and choose one avenue of life and reject another avenue in life. You need Siyata D'Shmaya, and we know that the Shechina is Shorah only when there's a Minyan. Now, obviously, it's not the intent of the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, but I'm using this yisod that the Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer says as an inyan to have a mila basara to this idea as well, because you want the Shechina to be Shorah. You want the Shechina to be Shorah, because when there's confusion and there's bilbul, so you need a mamre, but you need a kadosh baruch hu and not saying like a koach lasos chayil. He gives you the eitzah. And furthermore, there's another Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer that says on page 18, says how you Yisrael mechasim also ba'ofar hamidbar, that ukshabah bilam amamin or ofar Yaakov, that the minig is that you take the orla and you put it ba'ofar. Mechasim is orla hadam ba'ofar arts, and the idea being is explained here in the next page on page 19 is to show the idea of anova. Show the idea of Anova. And he goes through a whole thing that you shouldn't be misguided here on page 19. And that's the same idea. Why do we have to show Anova by a Bris Milah? Because a Bris Milah represents making a decision. So a person has to have humility when he makes a decision. He can't say, I know it all. You know, I'm the know it all. I'm there, everything. You have to do it
the Messinis, you have to realize the Anova. So therefore, we take the Bris Milah and to show this is what I rejected, and put it ba'afar, because this was done with humility. It wasn't done with gaivadik. It wasn't done in haste. It was done with humility. So right after the Bris Milah, you take the Orla, says the Brigid Lezer, and you tomein ba'afar. And that as well is, we know that Amalek, as he says there on page 19, Gematria Ram. Amalek is the Gematria of Ram. Ram means high up. Right? Because Amalek represents Gaiva. Amalek, look on page 19. Amalek, the Gematria Ram. And what mitzvah does Amalek make fun of? Look on page 20 in Parsha Zachar. Vayizane b'chom makazan of chotech milos. They take the milah. We put the milah and we put it in the ground. They take the milah and they throw it up because they think they're big shots. They make decisions. Wow, we make, you know, we know it all. We have humility. We take the offer, as the Pirkei Avot says, we tum and ba'afar. They take the milah and zorek klapei mala, and they make fun of the bris milah, and they represent gaiva. We make decisions with humility. Oh, now perhaps we can understand another thing. We know on page 21, the famous Medrash says, "Imikaymi b'neches hamila himichnosim ba'aretz." So if Klal Yisrael is mikayim the mitzvah of Bris Mila, they can go into Eretz Yisrael. Lav ein nichnosim ba'aretz. Rabbi Yechia, zeh adover shemol Yoshua. Yeshua Molim, Lama Tem Svurim Shatem Nechnosim Lord Tareilim, Kacha Mechar Shvokh Lavram Avinu Satachal Zarachacha, Amat, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael, Menasati Lchol Zarach, Al Menas Matas Brish Shishmor. So we know that a Tnai to get Eretz Yisrael is Bris Milah. So the question is, Rabbosai, why is Bris Milah connected to Eretz Yisrael? So we've discussed in the past, and there's a piece in Imrei Baruch about the connection between Bris Milah and Eretz Yisrael, but now I want to say a different word. How are we explaining Bris Milah? Bris Milah is the ability to what? To be mafkin. The ochel and the psolus. To be mafkin. You have two choices in life. You have this avenue and that avenue. And you have to make that decision. This job and that job. This person, that person. You have to make these decisions. So you need a mamre, right? You need a mamre and you need a kodesh baruch. But what is the ultimate mokom that is boring? The ultimate filter. You know, we're talking about filters these days. What is the ultimate filter? You know what the ultimate filter is? Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate borer between Tov v'Ra. How do we know? That's the Teferet Shepasuk. Teferet Shepasuk on page 26. Lo shaki aretz eschem. Says Rashi. Mashal ben mel sheichilo Tov v'Mos. That Eretz Yisrael ain't a mekayem, it's over Avera. Eretz Yisrael is not Sovel Ovei Avera. Because Eretz Yisrael, the concept of Eretz Yisrael, is a mokom that's borer, the good from the bad. So Davka through mitzvahs milah was zochet to Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is what? Is the ultimate borer, is the ultimate filter, is the ultimate vehicle that's borer being told l'ra. And that's perhaps shot in the Medrash that we do Bris Milah for Zocha for Eretz Yisrael. And then there's another source in Chazal the Zohar on page 23, and the Zohar requires a whole shiur on its own right, but we'll just say very shortly. It says that Arba Me'yashron in Kaimahu Mano de B'nei Yishmoel, 400 years the Bebuna Shal Yishmoel. Who became with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Man, this Gazer Islay Chulka B'Shmecha. Yishmael's Malach says to Kodesh Baruch Hu, anyone who has a Bris Milah should have a Chelak with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Hashem says, yes, yes. So he says, Yishmael did Bris Milah. So Malach, the Ice Gazer. So then he said he didn't do a proper job. He only did the meal. He didn't do the priya, etc. But in the end, it says that Hirki b'nei Yishmael made vechus al yona not from chelak lamata ba'artz hakodesh b'glal mila shebehem. The Zohar says that the reason why the Yishmael has a chelak, a shaychus to Eretz Yisrael, is because Yishmael did Mila. That gave him some type of schus in Eretz Yisrael. And the Zohar says it wasn't a total Mila or whatever, but he did Mila l'maisa. And so not only Mila was our schus, but it was also Yishmael's schus in Eretz Yisrael. And with the same idea, that Mila is the borer. The Mela, you get a schus in Eretz Yisrael, because Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate borer. And perhaps Rabbo say that's Chat and Rashi on page 24 in Chayisara. It says, Vayigva vayomot Avram b'seva tova zoki in v'saveya. Vayikru also Yitzchak v'Yishmael, says Rashi, Mikan she'osta Yishmael tshuva. That Yishmael, the Sof Yom of the Tshuva. So perhaps one could suggest what gave him the ability, what is Tshuva? Tshuva is the ability to be Mavchin between Tov V'Ra. Because Yishmael had that Bris Mila. So he had that Keli inside of him to be Mavchin between Tov V'Ra. So it didn't come out right away. But what? But that gave him ultimately his Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. And also his ability to do tshuva b'sof yomav. And perhaps also, and this Rav Shechter quotes in the Hakdamah to one of his forum, the famous, a very important chat of Rav Chaim Volozhiner in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. He says there are four types. Arba midos biyoshvim lufnei chacham. There are four types of talmidim. There are four types of talmidim. There's the svug. There's the what? Sponge. So sponge, he takes it all in. All in. Then there's the mashpech. There's the mishameres and the nofa. So Sfug shu sofeg es hakol. Sfug takes it all in. Right? Mashpech, all out. Machnis bezufot, it goes in one ear and out the other. Mishameres, motzi es yayin koletes of hashmarim. Mishameres takes the good, the yayin, but the psolus removes. The nafa is shemotzi es hakemach, the koletes Es HaSolas. Takes the bad and leaves the good. So, Pashup Shat, you would think, so who's the best? You would think that maybe Svug is the best of all these things. He takes everything. But says the Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Mishameres, Sheesh Osechel Yoshesh Umavar HaPshatim Amitim HaTovim Patsim VaOmram. In other words, he doesn't say over everything he hears. He's the critical mind. In other words, he doesn't just indiscriminately says he heard this, so he says it over. He's the one who's mavchin. He's able to differentiate. This pshat I'm going to say over. This pshat I think is a little shver. You know, so he has that koyach to be mavchin in learning between Tovara. That's what the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal Rav Goldberg said. That the point in yeshiva should give you the ability to be mavchin. What's a good pshat and what's a pshetel? And what's a glatis svara, what's a krum svara? You know, you have that just a quote. That's not the godless. The godless is a person has the ability to be mavchin, to take away the ochel from the psalos, to know that this is a glapshat and this is not a glapshat. And that's why the mishameres, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, is the midah hamishubachas of all this, because he knows the good. He knows what to say over, and he knows what not to say over. And based on all this, Rabosa, I want to say one last thing to tie in, and that is, why does Elio Hanavi come to the Bris? So they're very shocked. But based on all we're saying now, is beautiful. Because Elio Hanavi is the ultimate Tishbi Yitaritz. He's the ultimate one who's mevarer all the stakes, all the ambiguities of what's good and what's bad, what's right, what's tov. Who's the ultimate borer? Eliyahu HaNavi. So Mimela, Eliyahu HaNavi, and the source of Eliyahu Navi's in the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, even though the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer says it from a different perspective. Hayachas she'ein Yisrael osim bris mila atshataro be'necha kan eskidu chacham she'ein osim Moshe kovid l'malcha asabris, etc. And the Mishnah in Adius, you know, says, has this discussion, Rabbi Shua, Mekubal, Rabbi Yochanan, Zakeh, Shammim, Rabbi, Rabbi, Allah, Moshe, Mishinai, She'ein Elio, Ba'al, Otami, Lutai, Alarachai, Lukarid, Alarachai, Kim Krov, Mizrol, Karim, Bechokim, etc. And then he says, Eliyahu, on the next page, Eliyahu, is made Shalom Ba'olam. And says the Tosus Yontif on the last page, V'nira lida mehacha regilam lomar v'tateku shamar gemara notikon tishvi yitarit kushu zubayas. Because he's going to make shalom ba'olam, he's going to be mevarer shakushi kai v'mkoma omez v'chomim lasa shalom ba'olam kloma lasa shalom Yisrael v'na umas l'vasa shalom abiyas ha'goel, etc. So Eliyahu Navi is the tishvi yitarit kushu zubayas. He's the one who's going to be mevarer. It's a question because the Mishnah says maybe he's not going to paskin. It's a whole discussion if that's really the pshat. But we know that there's the yisod of tishbi yitaritz. In other words, so in life there's going to be all types of tekus and all types of. So you need it sometimes. Siyat l'shmei Eliyahu is Hakadosh Baruch Hu's emissary of tishbi yitaritz kushi yitzubayos. So that's the whole yisod we're saying over here. That bris mila is the vehicle that Hakadosh Baruch gave us that we should be able to be mafkin. And that's why it came through the Eitz of Mamre. And that's why we need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. And that's why we're Zocher for Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate Borer. And so this is a whole new Yisod, Rabosai, a whole new Mahalach I wanted to suggest in the midst of Bris Mila. But besides this, it's very relevant to, I think, everyone's lives. Because everyone has all these decisions to make, especially in this time in your life. You have these very important decisions that you're going to make in terms of career, in terms of a spouse, in terms of so many things that you're going to, in terms of what you're majoring in terms of so many different things. And you have to keep in mind the yisod that everyone needs a mamre. Doesn't mean you can't think for yourself. But it's good to be able to have a soundboard to sound things off, someone who you trust, someone who cares about you, someone who could be objective. You need that mamre. You need that mamre to be, and you need also to daven. You need the siyata d'shmaya. You need the harosi mo'abris. Because the yetzahara is a big tzoveya. That's why we're going to shech them, lasid lover. Shochet the yetzahara mishum tzoveya, because he messes things up. He tries to mislead us. He tries to take something that's really bad and paint it as good. So you need special siyata d'shmaya. That's what the pasuk says. You made this decision, like Rav Reuven Feinstein said, you make a decision to buy this property and it goes well. So what do you think? You did it on his own? He gave you the Eitzah, L'mikne Nichsin. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu who gave you that Eitzah. So you have to have that humility. It's the humility. Because that's what Chazal say, that Nadav Avihu, one of the things they did, they were not Shoal Eitzah. That's what Chazal say. They didn't have that humility to be Shoal Eitzah. You have to have humility sometimes to be Shoal Eitzah. Doesn't mean you can't think for yourself. Ultimately, it's going to be your decision, whatever your decision is. But you have to have humility, and that's the anova. That's why we tomein the orla ba'ofar. Not like a molek that throws it up. Not like a molek gematria ram who makes fun of it, throws it up in the sky. We put it in the ground. Because we say when we're making a decision, we make it with ultimate humility. And we have peers or rebbeim, whoever you feel comfortable to discuss things with. So Rove Chua B'yad Yoetz that it's always good to have an Eitzah. And but again, not everyone is capable of giving Eitzah. Some people don't see things the way even people who are learned people. Not everyone is a Baal Eitzah. It's important to sometimes the Baal Eitzah could be a roommate, even though he's not the biggest Talmud Chacham in the world. And sometimes, whatever, you know, it's not always the biggest Talmud Chacham, sometimes it is. But you have to, Eitzah is a very delicate thing. They say the Chofetz Chaim said that when someone would come to him with Hilcha Shabbos, so he would paskin Hilcha Shabbos. When it comes to an Eitzah, you know, that's not so simple. Unless you understand the person, you know the person, it's not so simple. So you need siyata d'shmaya also to get the right mamre. to get the right mamre to discuss something with. But that's, I think, on a deep level, on a very meaningful level to everyone's life, the yisod of bris milah. That is only after Adam HaRishon eats from Eitz HaDaas, now Tovaraz Merovim Zevazeh, that you have to have the ability to be borer. And that's why you get Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael is the ultimate borer. Eretz Yisrael takes the Rishoyim, vomits them out. Lo Shachi Ha'aretz Eschem. And that we need the special Siyata D'Shmaya and Hashem, that we should all make the right decisions, the correct decisions, and we should be over in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mitok Ava, Mitok Simcha, through making the proper decisions that are right for us in our lives.